Hello, this is Pastor Howard from First Baptist Church of Homestead with Daily Inspiration, a word of encouragement from the Word of God. A.W. Tozer once said that what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. I believe this is true. A correct view of God will produce many wonderful benefits. A faulty view of God will result in many devastating consequences. Yesterday, I mentioned the drought that happened during the reign of Ahab, king of Israel. God sent Elijah to the home of a widow in Zarephath who would provide for him. And when Elijah arrived, she was about to cook what she thought would be her last meal with the last of her food. Instead, God supernaturally multiplied her supply of oil and flour so that she, her son, and Elijah were all fed for the remainder of the drought. But then something unexpected happened. The son of the widow who was providing for Elijah, the same widow who cooked for the prophet when what she thought would be the last food she would ever have, her son suddenly died. And I want you to listen to what she said in 1 Kings 17, verse 18. So she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?" It's an interesting question. Is that why you're here? Did you come to bring my sin to remembrance? Obviously, this widow had some sin in her past that came to mind. We don't know what she did or when she did it, but it must have been something that haunted her. And when her son died, her first thought was, "God is getting even with me. God is punishing me for that thing I once did." The widow's statement reflected what she believed about God. She believed in a God who is vindictive. She believed in a God who delights in punishing us for our sin. The God of the Bible, however, is altogether different. He is just, and therefore, yes, he judges sin. But God's desire is to save sinners, not destroy them. And that's why he sent Jesus. John 3:17 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God's desire is not to condemn us, but to save us from condemnation. That's the kind of person God is. I believe the widow learned this lesson when her son was raised from the dead a few verses later, and that's what this world needs to know about God as well. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great week.